director has found the time out of his busy schedule to stop by the KFGO studio to do the four-pack with us. Hello, Jergy.
Yes, Mike.
You're dressed nattily today. You're nattily dressed.
Really?
Yes.
Right? What's that mean?
Gold chain on.
I do not have a gold chain.
Got your suit jacket and
it's
your
just a little
mustard
tweed,
shirt.
Little tweed thing.
You're a tweed guy.
I've got a couple of tweeds.
You have the elbow patches?
No, that's out of style.
That's like a smoking jacket at home?
I think that's out of style. But I do have a couple of coats with the patches in case they come back.
Well, they will. Everything goes out of style and comes back into
style.
And you
get rid of it. And then
are you ready for Thanksgiving? Did you do your shopping over the weekend?
Do you Thanksgiving do the shopping?
Yeah. Like for food.
We have
turkey, ham, potatoes.
We got a couple of birds in the freezer, but I guess we don't need them because where we're going, they're providing the bird. Ever tell you about the time I had Thanksgiving at the bowler?
Nope.
Okay.
Please do.
Well, sometime, maybe as we get closer to the big day.
Well,
it was a long time ago.
It was hanging there.
It was just a long time ago.
So, you shuffled across university to the bowler?
And wife and a friend of ours who used to be in radio, he's no longer in the business. I think I had to work, and so I couldn't leave town. And three of us went to the bowler.
What'd you have?
Turkey. Right over lane 7, I recall. It was very good.
Did you bowl a couple
of
lines?
No. We just went for, it was hardly anything open, and the bowler was
Sure.
So we had the full meal.
Full meal deal. Give me the turkey dinner at the bowler.
It was good.
Back in the younger days, back when I was a young newspaper cub reporter / copy editor, I'd be stuck working in a place like Owatonna, Minnesota, or here in Fargo. And
Worthington.
Long ways away from my family, and so I often... At least once in a while, not often, once in a while, had either an Easter or a Thanksgiving where I had a Red Baron pizza for Thanksgiving dinner, a McDonald's for Easter, something like that. It's very depressing.
It was,
to do
but
that.
You know, it was a long time ago and had to do it, but it was good.
It all
very
worked
good.
Out. Were they serving cold beverages at the bowler that
I
day?
I think they probably were.
Super.
Ice cold water.
Ice cold water and other beverages that go good with turkey. Boy, I forgot my glasses. 4 o'clock, 4 pack, top 4 talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show. Number 4, Paul Juergens, Mick Jagger. You know him, lead singer.
I think I just heard him. He was just here.
Can't get no satisfaction. Lead singer of the Rolling Stones. He is going to be a great grandfather.
He's 70, isn't he? Is he 70?
70 years old. He is, his daughter said that her 21-year-old daughter is expecting to give birth in several months. So Mick Jagger has a 42-year-old daughter, a 21-year-old granddaughter, and the 21-year-old granddaughter, Assisi, is going to have a child. So Mick Jagger.
Exciting.
The king of rock and roll. Oh, could he tell some stories of Thanksgiving?
I'll bet he could.
And other holidays.
I bet he could.
On the road with the Stones.
I bet he could.
He's going to be a great... What does that mean? That he's going to be a great... Well... It means they're all getting old, is what it means.
It does. Yep. I'm getting older by the day.
Every day we get older.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. He's very interested in that one. Thank you.
Something on Facebook
That's
about
why they
me
call
today,
him the
I guess.
So. Best color man in the business. This is going well so far. Number 3.
It's Monday.
Well, so you have to be down in your dauber?
No, I'm not down in my dauber.
Pick up the pace. Number 3.
Go ahead.
A house in Australia, Jergy, Canberra, Australia, has set a world record, a Guinness World Record, for having 502,165 Christmas lights on their home.
How many? 500,000?
500,000. 502,165.
That meter's zipping around, huh?
I bet it is. They must have cheap electricity.
There are some
in
people
Canberra.
In town, you know, they don't go that wild, but some people do it up nice. In recent years, since my kids are older, I don't really decorate the outside of the house anymore. Hardly the inside. Just a tree. Artificial.
Just a tree.
Artificial.
Yeah, ours is too. Yep.
And that's, I wonder what their power bill is.
$2,300.
Is that right? Is that right?
He said while he bought the lights, the local power company would have,
They give him a break?
Oh, no, the local power company is going to give them a break.
Well,
they're going to donate the $2,300 in electricity that it would take to illuminate the light bulbs for the next month.
bet your power company would do that, wouldn't they?
I bet they would.
Well, you're on the country. Oh. So you're at rural co-op or what?
I have a couple squirrels on a generator right? running around.
I bet they would do that. Yeah. Don't you think?
No, they wouldn't. David Richards is the Australian. He said most of his neighbors support the display, but some haven't spoken to him since he decided to set the record. This is a barn burner today. This one's funny. This is going in the record books. Hope they're not listening to Wausau today because they're
just,
being
you know,
very,
I just come in.
What if the boss is in Wisconsin?
I really have nothing to do with this except I come in.
What if the boss is in Wisconsin
and
going,
you just talk?
Okay, now look, you have to listen to this bit that's in Fargo on KFGO. One of the best radio stations in the country. 4 o'clock, 4 pack. It's fantastic. And they're listening right now to some huge client who's going to spend $4 million with Midwest Communications. And the guy's right now going,
oh boy,
really? This is fantastic radio. This is good.
Try it tomorrow.
Where's the door? Number two. This is a sad story. Double murder in Fargo, Jerky. What's the story?
Yeah, you've got the charging documents here, and we reported on it early Saturday morning. Carried the news conference live here on KFGO, 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. They filed murder charges against David Stevens in the murders of his former girlfriend and another man. Happened on 7th Avenue North. Oddly enough, Stevens was one of the people, the defendant, was one of the people that called 911. And according to the documents and according to police, he essentially said, I just stabbed these two people, come and get me. And they did. They found the bodies outside.
They were in the parking lot outside, I think.
One body was outside in a parking lot. One was across the street. One was out near the apartment building. Typically, a murder suspect will flee. This wasn't the case. Woman had been stabbed with a serrated knife in the head, according to the documents filed by the state's attorney's office. Stevens indicated that he stabbed his ex-girlfriend and her boyfriend. She was in the park. He was out in the parking lot, and he called police. He said that he brought the knife, according to the documents, with him from Brookings, South Dakota, for protection.
Against what?
Well, he was coming to the apartment where he used to live with the female victim to pick up some belongings, clothing and whatnot. Mm. And something happened there, and they're both dead. And he's in the Cass County Jail. Very unusual circumstances surrounding this homicide. And I guess it would be the third homicide of the year in Fargo. The other was a case you may recall, Ronald Rogers, who admitted to murdering his wife in South Fargo,
yes. Mm-hmm.
And then attempted to stage it as a suicide. And he, earlier this month, was sentenced to 30 years in prison. State's recommendation in that case was 25. The judge went a little further. So we'll follow this through the courts. Appeared in court this afternoon, and bail set high, and we'll follow it for further
developments. Little bit of trivia. In regards to this murder, I noticed the photograph at KFGO.com of the apartment in which these murders are outside the apartment. These murders occurred.
7th Avenue North.
Former sports writer at the Fargo Forum, who I used to work with years ago, Jay Osmondson.
I remember Jay.
Now late, passed away many years ago. He used to live in that apartment building. So I'd been there many times, many years ago. But now that's not living there anymore.
Stevens did require some medical attention. The defendant, he'd been cut on a wrist and had some cuts on his legs. And then he, at that point, after he was taken to the hospital and called the police, he said he wouldn't make any further statements, so he was booked into jail.
Number one on this humdinger of a four-pack today, Jurgi. Minnesota Vikings tie the Green Bay Packers yesterday. Is it indeed like kissing your sister? Is that what a tie is like?
I invested, 4 hours into that game?
As did I. What were we thinking exactly?
And those poor people.
4 hours will never get back.
Those poor people sitting in the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field for 4 hours, and then no one comes away with any satisfaction. 26-26 tie. Do you know that our Vikings, your Vikings, they could be 6-5 quite easily.
They could?
Four games this year, they held the lead with a minute or less to go in the game.
I did not know that. Really?
Yes. And had they won those games, they'd be 6-5. They'd be tied for first place.
Instead, they're 2-8-1.
2-8-1. And this didn't help the Packers at all.
No.
A tie doesn't...
Why do we care about them?
Well, I know, but I like to look out for other people.
That's the kind of guy you are.
But your Lions lost, your Bears lost, and the Vikings and Packers both...
Tied.
So, and it was a wild NFL Sunday yesterday. I mean, last night we had New England coming back from a 24-0 deficit.
Correct, yeah.
And beating your Peyton Manning. And that was... And the Dallas...
Everybody's mine today for some
the
reason.
The Dallas game. The Giants.
My Tony Romo, my Tom Coughlin.
I brought you something.
You did.
I understand that you, Saturday night, you're out and you got into something. And you...
Why are you bringing me...
You had a little headache, I understand, on Sunday morning, according to some of the reports I've seen on the Facebook. And I checked our medicine cabinet here. We don't have any aspirin. So I brought you... What did I bring you? All
you brought
I could
me
find.
An alcohol prep pad... A Band-Aid and a Hall's cough drop.
That's all we had.
That's your hangover remedy? Or
well,
what
that's
is
what
that?
We had in the medicine cabinet here. There well,
but let me, now you've painted me in a bad there. You've painted me in a bad light now. You've painted me as some
no,
sort
I'm
of
not.
Party monster no, from Saturday
no,
night.
No. You were
so
just...
let me explain what happened. Let me explain what happened. Don't walk away. Get back here. Let me explain what happened.
There's a phone call for me.
No, there's not. So my wife and I went out to a local establishment.
Okay.
And it's an establishment that specializes in like craft type beers. So I said, don't give me a Bud Light or one of these. Give me
sure,
something
give me
a
something
little
special.
A little something thicker, a little heavier, a little tastier. So she said, oh, I have a brown ale for you. Okay, great. So I have one of those. And I thought, that's very tasty. And
it's it went, a big one.
And it went well with my hamburger and chips that I had.
Sure.
All right. So I go, well, that was really good. And my wife was fine. She had one beer and said, I'm just going to have water. So, okay, you can drive home. So give me another one of these big, tall, brown ales.
32 ounces?
Oh,
or
God,
what
they're
they?
Huge. So I drink two beers, and little did I know that apparently they must have like unpasteurized stuff floating around in this thick beer.
It was very good, though.
Oh, it was very tasty. It got me where I wanted to go. So I get home, and I go to bed, and I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and my head feels like it's being pounded with a ball-peen hammer on both temples.
From two.
And I'm going, oh, my God. Oh, my wife is, what are you doing? I said, my head hurts. So I get up and I start drinking water like crazy. And I'm walking around. I'm going, oh, God. Somebody's sticking an ice pick in the back of my eye. And so I go back to bed. And it's a fitful sleep, of course, because I'm...
You've got an anvil.
Let's be honest. I'm hungover from two stupid beers.
Anvil on your head.
So I wake up at like 7:30 or 8. And I'm dragging my rear end around all day long. Like I'm 18 years old and was out partying until 4 o'clock in the morning. It was awful. From two beers.
Good at the time, though, wasn't it? We're tasty.
Well, it was delicious, but what do they put in those big, those heavier beers?
I think it might have a little more than you're used to.
Oh. Is there like stuff in it? Like, are they not filtered or something? Was I drinking chunks of stuff or what?
It's tap beer, and it's probably not pasteurized in the... alcohol volume might be a little higher than your Bud Light or your Miller Light or whatever the case might be.
Oh.
I'd put the Band-Aid on your head and maybe suck on the cough drop. And then I don't know what you do with the alcohol swab, but it's always nice to have in a car.
It's always nice to have an alcohol. Hurt. Yeah, thanks. Thank you, Jurgi. Watch for those big, tall, heavy, thick beers. 237-5948-800-880-5346.